Farm workers and activists planned to protest this morning at a dairy farm in Lowville to draw attention to alleged abuse of undocumented Hispanic farm workers. More from WRVO's Julia Botero.
On March 24th, Rebecca Fuentes from the Worker Center of Central New York answered a phone call. A worker named Francisco said he was in pain. He was working at Mark's farm, a dairy farm in Lowville. Francisco said he'd been kicked in the head and beaten by the farm's manager after he complained about having to work on his day off. Fuentes says she gets a lot of calls like this.
Workers are very afraid to speak up. And sometimes they get hurt and they just lose their job.
Fuentes arranged a ride to the hospital for Francisco. After a visit to the ER and with the worker center's help, he reported the incident to the state police. Fuentes says the rally on Friday will be a show of support for workers still at Mark's Farms, who she believes are still badly treated.
It's just this disregard for the workers, and we hear over and over how the workers feel that the cows are more important than the workers.
Lindsay Peck is the spokesperson for Mark's Farm. She says the farm's 40 Hispanic workers are treated fairly. She says she can't speak in detail about Francisco's case because of the pending investigation, but says the farm defends the supervisor's actions, saying it was to ensure a safe work environment.
We have heavy equipment, large animals, there's a lot of activity going on, and we do have an absolute zero tolerance for drugs, alcohol, and any other questionable behavior. And recently, one of those employees violated this policy, and we believe that our manager acted appropriately in the best interest of the employee making the claims, as well as the other employees on the dairy.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of undocumented Hispanic immigrants working on North Country dairy farms. Farmers say they're the only ones who will do the work, and they say most are treated well. Organizers of today's rally in front of Mark's Farm hope to draw attention to substandard conditions on dairy farms across the state. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.